It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
All right. Let me share with you just a couple of comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And this is to the question, why do people believe Trump's baby-killing lie? This is still trending on SOTA Facebook. Liz says, because they're dumb, no person with a working brain would believe that. But Liz, if you read some of the comments on my Facebook page, you'll see that some people believe it. Christopher says, there are actually six states with zero limits on when a baby can be aborted, which means that they have the ability to abort up until birth of a baby. No, there would have to be a situation that would allow that to happen. Let me repeat this. This is a fact. Stop trying to support Trump's lies. As I said earlier, if you're going to vote for Trump, but don't buy the lies. No state allows a baby to be killed after it's born. Melinda's on here saying, oh, Trump was just quoting, and somebody called with this earlier, somebody's quoting the ex-governor of Virginia. The ex-governor of Virginia wasn't even talking about this. He was talking about a very, very sensitive issue where a baby is not viable to live outside the womb, but the baby is born. And they're trying to keep the baby comfortable as it fades away and passes away. And some Trump supporters, yes, some Trump supporters have interpreted that to say that it's okay to kill a baby after it's been born. How do you come to that conclusion from that reality? I don't know. But the comments trying to justify that Trump didn't lie when he said six states allow babies to be killed after they're born is astonishing to me. It's astonishing. And again, these are just some of the comments on Scoot on the Air Facebook. Hey, if you haven't joined us yet, I hope you will. You know, become part of it. Comment on what we post. And then don't be afraid to comment on the comments. I want to share something else with you. I posted this video yesterday. How about them Tigers? Share your thoughts about another opening season loss. Is Coach Brian Kelly earning his $95 million contract? And Samantha posts something about politics. David brings up Gold Star families defending Trump's Arlington visit. Yes, some gold families defended Trump, but other gold families did not. So, okay, David, what's your point here? Other gold families did not support that. Donald Trump disrespected soldiers again. And he also broke federal law. All for the purpose of campaigning. So because some did defend him, doesn't mean all did. And it just, you know, but why make that comment when I'm talking about LSU and Brian Kelly? These are the epitome of social media trolls. When they will invade a post that's not even about politics to talk about politics. And this is why I believe that there are a lot of Trump supporters who are really nervous right now because of the thought that Trump might lose. He might win, but he might lose. And as I mentioned earlier, we just don't know how accurate the polls are. They could be way off, but if they're accurate, it's really close. And I'm amazed that so many people are becoming just so aggressive when it comes to defending even Trump's lies. And you can check it out. It's all over Facebook. I don't let it get to me personally, but you know, it scares me because I'm a patriotic American, and it concerns me that there are people who act like this and think like this. But they do.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.